Richard Branson said this, train them so well that they can leave at any time, but treat them so well that they stay. Now, once you've got your core values, you said it earlier, Matt, the problem with most core values is that they gather dust. So for instance, if I had to ask, I'm going to put you on the spot, Rachel, you've got core values. Can you name them all? Yeah, so that's totally normal. That's totally normal, by the way. So the core values are on the wall, which they're on the wall. We walk past them every day in all businesses, but no one can mention them. Right. So here's what you have to do. If you can remember, we're all big babies. We have to hear something at least. Until your team is rolling their eyes, like, yeah, we get it. No. No, you don't. Yeah, same with your patients. Like, you got a cold today. Oh, you know what I told you? When you come in, when you get adjusted, your immune system. Yeah, doc. No, you don't. Like, until they're saying to you, like, do you know what a subluxation is? Well, let me explain to you. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, doc, we know it. Like, they probably still don't. I always say, until they're rolling their eyes, proverbially, at you, like, your education, they haven't got it, eh? So that you want to be like, yeah, doc, you like a stuck record. You always like, yeah. Like that's the kind of jokiness you want. But it all going in, you know. So, okay, so once you've got your core values, you have to hire, fire, and reward according to your core values. Hire, fire, reward according to your core values. So how do you hire? So actually, the reason I had a quarterly last week is because of DCPG, we didn't have such a young company, my DC practice growth company, we didn't have functioning core values yet, and we had a big quarterly last week, and we together with Jess and everyone, we got our core values. So normally, this is my whole interview. Someone sits down, I put the core values, I chat to them for a little bit. I normally ask them silly questions like, where do you want to be in 5 years' time? I think I did ask you that. What's the dream? If they say they want to be with me, I normally like I'll call them on it and be like, I'm not expecting you to say that, like, because if you're here in 5 years' time, that's wonderful, but if you've grown bigger than us, that's also awesome. My only rule is that everybody leaves better. That's it. My only rule is everyone leaves better. It's like, did I challenge you enough when you were here that you learned? That's the only rule. It's like, you come here, and if you had 3 good years with me, and you worked your ass off, and you grew to bigger, better stuff, like, I sleep well at night. So that's my only rule. I want you to stay. But Richard Branson said this, train them so well that they can leave at any time, but treat them so well that they stay. Train them so well, and it's this weird thing. They stay longer when they feel necessity drives away opportunity. It's the same as a sale. When they feel that they're like you're not afraid to lose them because that's your thing, you're gonna bring another person, you're gonna train them and like they don't want to miss out, then they will stay longer. It's when they feel that. So I will normally set someone down in an interview and I'll chat to them and then I'll put the core values in front of them and then I'll make them read out the core values out loud. And then they'll read through the core values, and then the magic statement is any thoughts, fears, or concerns. I'll say that at the end of the core values, I'll say any thoughts, fears, concerns, and then I'm just listening. Any thoughts, fears, and concerns. We're running a bit over, but we'll be in a break soon. So we're going to finish this up and then we'll have a break, guys. You guys will be amazing. We've got 2.5 hours. Pretty good, eh?
Yes.
So thoughts, feelings, concerns. Now here's what I'm waiting for, is I want them, this is what my core values should do. They should make you run 1,000,000 miles, or they should make you go, oh, this is really interesting. But if they're a bit weak, like you don't want them to, like, that's why I like, everyone loves, we function with integrity. Like, everyone was like, yeah, this is cool. You know, it was like, oh, I want you to be early prepared and present. You know, they're like, oh, sure, I don't know if I like that so much. Right. You know, like, oh, no blame justification denial. Like, oh, shit, I don't like that much. That's the point is, I'm either going to, you're either gonna, but you're letting them know your quirkiness straight away. And sometimes it's not your quirkiness, it's the team's quirkiness. It's like, the team's like, oh, I don't want a new team member. So this is what happens. We hire people without telling them what our way of being here is. And then they join the team, and then the team doesn't gel or whatever like that. And then like, no, that's not even fair. It's not fair on both parties. It's not fair on the person you're hiring, because you never told them the rules of the game before they came. And it's not fair on the team, because you filter people for your guys' way of being. So first hire, that's all I'll say about that. It's like, just hire to your core values, any thoughts, fears, concerns. And I was telling Josiah yesterday that we had an interview once, and someone went through the core values, and one of our core values is we serve with high energy. And the person said, I said, any thoughts, fears, concerns? It was a chiropractor, and she looked at the core values and said, oh, yeah, I do, that core value there about energy, like, I've got terrible energy. So then I was like, but the beautiful thing is here, and this is the key is, everyone thinks that they have to be the policeman, but you don't. You let the core values be the policeman. Yeah. So then it'd be like, this is how all my meetings go. And then it'd be like, okay, so you don't agree. So what do you think we should do next then? Well, I probably think I'm not the right person for you. I think you're right. We're done. I didn't have to say that. But because we were able to, my core values and her core values were completely different. That doesn't make her wrong and me right. Doesn't make me right and her wrong. It just means we're different. But I need them to know quickly that we're different. So that's a key concept. Okay, now hire, then it's, so that's hire basically done. Fire. I'm just gonna mention this. If you have core values and don't call it, they mean nothing. So if you don't regularly call people on the core values, because people mess up all the time, that's human nature, then it means nothing. So this is how, see, everyone's like, some, especially British, by the way, Brits really struggle with confrontation. Okay, we prim and proper, and I'm British South African, but like Brits, so my British docs, I'm like, you need to go, healthy teams argue. You need to create the culture that we can have it out a bit. Like, it's normal for teams, it's impossible. I mean, like, if you're married, you'll understand that even your wife and you can't agree on everything. So how the hell would you expect five different individuals that came from different pasts and different experiences and different values to agree on everything? How can you ever expect that to be the case? We're definitely not going to agree on everything, right? So there's this concept within teams that's called, I always bring this up very quickly, is we're not going to agree on everything, but we do have a concept called disagree but commit. That it's okay for us not to agree on everything, but we have to commit to something. Disagree but commit. Okay? So you're all thinking about how, so then whenever I teach this specifically in Europe or UK, it's like, okay, well, how do I have uncomfortable conversations with my team? The truth is you don't have to. The truth is the core values are there. So this is my whole meeting. So if someone, let's say someone's late, like, can I have a catch up with you? Awesome. So one of our core values, I'll go straight to core values. One of our core values is to over communicate. So is it okay if I do that now? Awesome. So next question would be like, why do you think we're having this meeting? 99.9% of the time, because we're way harder on ourselves than they'll tell you. They'll be like, I know why we're having this meeting. I know. I was late this morning. Cool. And is there anything that I can do or anything I've done that can help you with that or anything? Or where do we go from here? Nope, we don't have to go anywhere. I fucked up, it won't happen again. Cool, we're good, hug, we're done. But you didn't have to do anything. You actually didn't even call them on being late. You just said, why do you think we're having this meeting? Key, because it'll decrease the, because it's awkward to have a, like the confrontation, people struggle, especially my Brits, they struggle with confrontation, but it's so important because the healthy teams argue. Have you guys read the book, Five Dysfunctions of a Team?
No.
Okay. So much to teach you guys. But the number one, the first dysfunction of any team is lack of trust that often results. If you don't create an environment where you can have disagreements, then that normally leads to I believe it's like false happy, like false happiness. It's like, you know, it's bubbling, you know, there's things that need to be said, and actually you'll be a healthier team if you just said it and whatever. So anyway, that's a process. When I'm just going to quickly talk about that. I'm not going to talk about firing. I'm just going to talk about, but the term is higher fire reward. Firing, if I talk about anything, is if you create the environment where you can call people on it, you've got a healthy team. But it takes time. And then the last one is reward. So reward more, I'm going to change it a little bit. What the idea of reward is got to be, you've got to reward according to your core values. So we have so you guys should do something fun. On the basis of how many, I need my team to be rolling their eyes just about. I'm like, yeah, we get it. Rule number 9, don't take yourself too damn seriously. I have to create a game, which is the easiest thing you can do is create a reward every week. It's a rolling reward. So it's like, we just do cinema tickets or movie tickets. And it's like, I am going to reward, so this week, so I won it last week. So this week, my prize goes to Matt. But here's the key. You have to say, first of all, it has to be a public forum. So we have an internal Facebook group. We've got a group, or like your WhatsApp group, or whatever you guys have in your teams. And then you have to praise. You can't just say, I'm gonna give my award goes to Matt this week because he's an awesome guy. You can't say that. You have to go, you have to reward someone according to core values. So I want to reward Jess this week. My prize goes to Jess this week because she's all in. She started with us last week and she got on the plane at a whim. I said to her like 2 days before we flying, are you prepared to come to America with me? She's like, hell yeah. And I'll book the flights and I'll get the cheapest flights and have to travel. I had to get, I flew into one airport at JFK and I had to go across the city to get to another airport. I'm all in. I'll get it done. You know? Cool.
It was New York.
I know, but still. Then I go, New York, I go, that's why, because one of our core values is I'm all in. So I'm going to praise Jess this week because she embodies one of our core values, which is to be all. So now the whole team sees that. Like, oh, I'm going to praise so-and-so this week because they were on time. Like, I know, because they're always on time. They never late. Amazing. And actually, the reason I'm praising is because they were late once ever, and they straight out came to me and they called themselves straight away. And they were like, shit, I'm so sorry, I'm late. I know I broke core value number 3. Hands up. Awesome. So even though someone messed up, you can praise them on them calling themselves on the mess up. It's a praise. So that's what I mean by reward. Is you've got to keep the core values front of mind all the time. Because you guys decided as a team, that's what makes you guys function best. Now, so core values often just gather dust on the thing, but if you go through the correct process, and that's one of the things I'll say, is that most core values are written and designed to be look good to the public, but they're internal tools. They're for you, the company. Now we do have something else. You do have a purpose statement, and you've got your niche. So I'm not a big guy on mission statements and purpose statements and things like that. But you can have a that's nice to go through your purpose statement, and you got your niche. Purpose statement would be something like serve, grow, enlighten, and then your niche might be. That, you know, we work with families in this area to whatever, if you work with more autistic, whatever, so that's your niche. So those are two other, I'm just teaching the system that I learned. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and turn on the notifications so you know exactly when I'm coming on to give you a great tip.